Former Alberta Premier Rachel Notley announced on Tuesday she will step down as NDP party leader, and St. Albert NDP MLA Marie Renault said she is sad to see her go. Under Notley, the NDP disrupted a progressive conservative dynasty that had been in power for 44 years, and created a competitive alternative for Alberta voters. Street. Albert MLA Marie Renault called the occasion sad, but said it was also a time to celebrate Rachel. She's been such an important part of my life and such an important part of this province, Renault said. She's been an amazing leader. She has been an incredible mentor. I'm excited about the future and changes. But it's a day to thank her, celebrate, and also shed a few tears, to be honest. In an caucus meeting called shortly before Notley went public with the announcement, Renault learned Notley was stepping down. We all, sort of understood what was coming. But I think we all have our own experiences with Rachel and our own stories. Renault's story with Notley began nearly 10 years ago when Renault was executive director of the Lose Ka Foundation, a nonprofit that supports adults with disabilities. At the time, Renault remembers that the organization was facing budget cuts. She said she spent most of her days fighting the province. That's when I met Rachel, and she started talking about the need to make deep change within government, Renault said. Without Notley's encouragement, Renault said she wouldn't have run to become an MLA. She asked me to run several times, and I kept saying, no, Renault said. And it's just kind of who she is, right? She's persistent. Today Renault considers Notley a friend. She hopes that friendship will continue, even as questions remain about whether Notley will keep her seat as MLA for Edmonton Strathcona, or quit politics altogether. A couple months ago, I arranged to meet her at the federal buildings, Renault said. I'm wearing my work clothes, nice shoes, outfit, a suit. I show up with my bag and my notes and she said, we need some fresh air. Let's go for a walk and get a bit of exercise. Being Rachel Notley, we went on this massive walk, up hills and over bridges, and I was sweating profusely. I got everything done. I got it all out and had a great conversation with her. You've got to work at it to keep up with her. Her mind is always going. She's always looking at the future. She set the standard for us as MLAs. Although Notley has left a big, and, stylish, according to Renault, pair of shoes to fill, Renault believes the party will continue to appeal to Alberta voters. Renault said she is not considering running in the party's leadership race. She said St. Albertans can expect to hear in the coming days who she supports for the future leader of the party. Street. Albertans mixed on Notley stepping down. On Tuesday, the Gazette took to St. Albert Centre Mall to ask shoppers for their reactions to Notley's departure. Lyndon Cull expressed his pleasure at the news, saying he thinks Notley screwed Alberta and cherry-picked issues to address. Cull also criticized the state of homelessness in Alberta. Linda Menzies, who was shopping at Winners when she heard the news, said, it's good she stepped down. Pierre Assigne Dosange said the political world is chaotic right now, but was glad that Notley helped bring Alberta's progressive conservative dynasty to a halt. He wonders if the momentum the NDP gathered during her tenure as leader will continue following her departure. Despite being a supporter of the provincial NDP, Dosange said he voted Liberal in the last federal election because he felt the NDP did not stand a chance. A healthcare worker named Kira felt Notley had integrity and worked hard to make life better for Albertans, and voiced her disappointment about Notley's resignation. She said Notley spoke up for frontline health workers, and her decision to step down will leave skepticism and confusion, she said. The Gazette will have updates on the coming leadership race.